The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And I hope everybody's as excited as I am to spend the holiday with our beloved families and our friends. And let's make sure we give a thanks to a veteran for their service if you see one during the holiday season. This is a great time to be thankful to our doctors, to our teachers, to those that we know well. And when you see somebody do something nice, even if you don't know them, thank them. It's a nice way to live.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, this is the Pointing You Home show. Thank you for always tuning in, and if you've missed any show, you can look us up on Spotify or iHeartRadio, and you can download the show. You can listen to Pointing You Home or on Spotify or iHeartRadio, as well as the Seniors Solutions part of our show. And if you're on your computer, well, all you have to do is Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want. How about that? Well, a little bit later today, I've got Louise Stewart, who is a friend of mine from Asbury Methodist Village, who will give us an interview, but I brought her in for the first part of the show because I love her commentary as well. Louise, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for co-hosting with me today.
It's my pleasure.
So there's recently an article that came out that in Montgomery County, Maryland, there's a bill that would ban the marketing of homes based on school assignment.
Wow.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Is that not crazy?
That's very cray-cray.
It is, because you've got how many buyers buy homes based upon a specific location for its convenience, for
right.
the shopping, for the other benefits, the walkability, and so on. But ultimately, families buy because they believe that the school in that particular area is going to be the school that they want their children to go to.
Right.
So if you cannot advertise that, then you're buying a house just for a house without any sense of confidence about where the kid's going to go to school. Are you likely to buy that house?
I don't think so. I mean, I would really have some questions about that.
I would too. And so what's happened, and this is really a critical conversation, and it's bigger than just this one article. There's a guy named David Moon, who is a delegate in Montgomery County, who's proposing that homebuyers be required to initial a document that would say that they acknowledge that they understand that their school boundary could change at any time, arbitrarily. Now, I got to say, I wouldn't buy a home in a neighborhood specifically for schools if I didn't know where the kids were going to go to school.
Right.
I would be really questioning that. And actually, it would lead me to now say, well, maybe I will, because I don't know where they're going to go. I don't have the confidence of what I'm doing. I'm not sure about the friendships. If this street's going to change and that street's going to change, I'm not going to have the confidence of where my kids are going to go. And so I think the intention and what he says is the bill is really, really simple. Of course, it's easy to say something, but the implications are much bigger than that. That's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He says all it does is remind residents of Montgomery County who are purchasing a home that their home does not guarantee an assignment to a specific school. People jumped immediately into the substance of what school boundaries should look like, but this bill does not suggest at all what they should look like. And I think that's hogwash. I think once you say we're not going to give you boundaries, you've actually immediately jumped into the substance of what a school boundary should look like because you're saying there won't be one. It's like it doesn't make sense. It's nonsensical. So the school board is undertaking a comprehensive countywide review of school boundaries, and they're searching for areas in which changes could reduce crowding or increase racial and social economic diversity. Now, there's two very specific different goals there. Crowding, okay, which is there's more space. Let's create schools where they're not overcrowded, where there's not 60 kids in a classroom. Let's bring it down. Simply, let's make schools where the kids are that makes sense. But then they're actually stepping into racial and social economic diversity as an issue through
yes.
school boundaries. Okay. And I think that having gone to a lecture and a roundtable study that was at Walter Johnson High School last year, where it may have actually been in February or March of this year, which was an opportunity for parents, anybody interested, to gather around tables and discuss what was important in schools. The conversation ended up focusing more and more and more on generational equity Do you know what that is?
No, that's a new term for me.
So it is a concept that suggests that if your grandfather bought a home in, let's say, in Montgomery County, and your mother lived there, and then you grew up there, and Montgomery County has the best schools, then you got the benefit of living in an area where you were more likely to succeed because you graduated from schools there, versus grandpa buying a house in, let's say, another area where the schools didn't produce the same kind of caliber of student, and therefore that student didn't get the same opportunity as the one from Montgomery County. So this idea of fairness that goes back over time, that we want to somehow neutralize that by giving everybody exactly the same experience in all schools. And to do that, they're going to do busing from other areas into school districts and busing out of those school districts into other school districts. So you might live in a community and you're bused to another area in order to bring social equity, social scale and equity. Now, the danger of this is, I think, pretty obvious, is that we live in America. You have the option to use the money that you have to buy a home where you want to live based upon what you can afford. And if you ultimately decide you want to live in a school district and you decide that's where you want to live, is it the government's job to tell you you can't live there and get the benefits of living there? No, but I think they are stepping in and actually creating a very, very political conversation that really doesn't belong in the government's hands about where kids should go to school. If you live in a school where you're not getting a quality education, then replace the teachers in the school. Don't replace the kids in the school.
Right.
Focus on the educators, not on those being educated.
Mm-hmm.
Set up standards of behavior that are expected in order to be a part of a school. Don't reduce all behavioral expectations the way schools have done in order to avoid being politically incorrect. We have to give the opportunity for teachers to teach, and students need to be respectful of the teachers. All schools should be given the same opportunity. If you live in Montgomery County and you pay taxes in Montgomery County, whether you live in Potomac, Maryland, or you live in Burtonsville, Maryland, if you're paying taxes, yeah, we pay a higher percentage if we live in Potomac than we do in Burtonsville simply because of the cost of real estate. So should schools be somehow less benefited by taxes because? No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
We bring all the taxes in, divide the taxes, and provide the same quality of education for all of the kids. But we're not moving the kids around, and we're not taking away the personal decision about where you want to live and the schools that are there. Frankly, I think the government of Montgomery County has done a poor job of providing a consistency of education in all of the schools. And really, it's the governance that needs to be changed. It's not the educational boundaries, in my opinion. Very difficult conversation to have. Love your feedback. If you're listening to our show today, if you have any opinions, send those to radio@ericstewartgroup.com. Whether you agree or disagree, I'd love to hear your thoughts. It's a pretty hot topic, and it's going to get hotter, Louise. Very,
yes.
Very hot topic. Well, if you are a veteran and you are looking to buy a house, you are one of many in the marketplace. In fact, VA loans have surged among young home buyers. And when it comes to mortgages, VA loans are about the best that you can get. And how is that possible? Because, hey, if you've been out eating sea rations for your country, the country wants to give back to you by giving you an opportunity to buy with no money down, no mortgage insurance, and super low interest rates. How about that? So it's one of the benefits of actually giving your time to serve the country. The country gives back to you and enabling you to purchase homes with less skin in the game because they know that you've given a lot of skin already. And while VA loans have historically been utilized, it seems that millennials have taken to them in great measure. In fact, there's a 14% increase this past year of the use of VA loans among the millennial buyers. And the VA loan program helps younger buyers. It gets them into homes today and enables them to start a process of home ownership without the kind of money savings that they normally would. Frankly, it's a great product, and I'm very happy that the VA is here to support our veterans. So, if you're thinking now, as we go into the Thanksgiving holiday, if you're thinking about how you can express your gratitude and thankfulness, well, go to those who have taken care of you in life, mom, dad, your brothers, your sisters. Take the time, make the call. Slow down and take the time. Because right now it seems like life speeds up, right. Louise, right?
Yes.
We're out shopping. We're already thinking Christmas. I mean, goodness, Christmas is kind of everywhere already. And so we can get busy and thinking, I've got to. All these I've got-tas. And time is here now to slow down. Let's take the holiday and say thanks to those who've blessed us in our lives. Hey, Stuart Rosenthal. What a surprise.
Here I am again.
What are you doing here?
Isn't it my time?
What's going on?
In our November issue of The Beacon, we have an interesting announcement that we want to make. People may remember that a couple of years ago, we announced something called the Celebration of the Arts. It was our first attempt at an amateur art competition for people over 50. And we just thought it was a great idea because so many people later in life have the time to either go back to old passions and redevelop them or to start something new and different. And they thought they might want to take up some kind of an art, painting or drawing or ceramics or jewelry making or photography, something along those lines. So we announced to the world at large we were going to have an online competition. Any of these five categories, submit your works of art. We're going to have professional judges, cash prizes, and a gallery show in downtown D.C. when it's all over. And we thought, well, let's see what happens. We got more than 900 entries.
Wow.
We were blown away by the response. And so we're doing it again in 2020. And I'm just letting all of your listeners know that starting in January, we'll be opening that up again for Celebration of the Arts 2020. We have actually more categories than last time. So there are more chances to win. And we're going to look for even more wonderful pieces of art and projects. So if you want to start something now, if you've got something you're working on, get it into shape. And starting in January, you can enter it online, and we hope to see your work in the competition and on the walls of the gallery.
Check it out and more at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
When we get back, Louise will be with me. We'll be discussing Asbury Methodist Village, a wonderful continuing care retirement community in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And also, I'll be there December 3rd on a very special presentation of how to sell your home for top dollar. You can go to asbury.org to register now if you want. See you in a minute.